This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Dolphins had no reason to trade Jalen Ramsey other than they're sensitive. There's no leadership in the Dolphins organization. Mike McDaniels is a pushover. Chris Greer, the general manager, he has no backbone. These guys over here, the Miami Dolphins, they are running this team like a little league team. No one can stand up to the players. They're terrified of their own players, and they have no control over their players.
Hey, welcome back in here at the 7 o'clock hour. I'm Hollywood, Dan Day, Trevor, Blake. We're all here with you this morning. Hope everyone's having a good start to their week here still on this. We're early on here, Dan. We haven't made it to hump day yet, but we're getting closer. And with that being said, the pile on continues. the media has really taken aim at the Miami Dolphins here. That was Asante Samuel Sr. He has a podcast because everyone has a podcast. And boy, did he really lay into the Dolphins there. And started with the Jalen Ramsey trade and then made his way to Mike and Chris, and everyone's a pushover and they have no leadership. And it's like, yeah, you know, we've heard this. This has been the thing here with the Dolphins for a while now. And I don't know how much of that necessarily is fair, especially when directed towards Mike. If you want to be critical of Mike's on-field coaching, perfectly fine with that. If you want to be critical of Chris Greer's, you know, whatever it is,
drafting,
whatever vision it is that he's trying to implement here with this Dolphins team, and you want to say that they don't have any vision of, you know, of any type, then perfectly fine with that too. But I don't love the personal attacks on Mike McDaniel. I just don't think they're fair, to be quite honest with you, because I actually like his approach, and I might get crushed for that, but I like his approach of, you guys are professionals, you know, you guys do your thing, I'll do my thing, and let's just coexist, right? And, you know, he gave the players a lot of leeway, and how have they rewarded him? They have crapped all over him, and that is unfortunate, right? The Jalen Ramsey thing was a mess. You know, they have had, you know, the Tyreek Hill thing at the end of last season was not good. He seems to have come around, though, and seems to be saying all of the right stuff right now. At least I thought Tyreek did a really good job when he spoke to the media at minicamp or OTA, whatever that thing was that they just got finished with. I thought he actually did an exceptional job speaking to the media there. And so I think that he seems to get it. He seems to want to be here. The Jalen Ramsey thing was not going to be fixed. And I get the other side of that. And I was kind of in that camp for a little bit too, of like, hey, you got to work it out with this guy. You can't just get rid of every player that's a pain in the ass, because you're going to be getting rid of a lot of players.
Yep.
A lot of guys are difficult. And in the new world of athletes, you're going to have a lot of difficult players because guys are going to start bouncing around. Look, you're going to have guys that play at four or five colleges by the time they get to the pros.
Yeah.
Right?
You're already kind of good.
I can think of guys that were here last year on the basketball team. The Hurricanes basketball team may be on five or six colleges. So you're going to have that. It gives them the impression that you can do that. You can just act out and you can end up leaving and going where you want. And it doesn't help the optics of the whole thing that you see a guy like Jimmy Butler who, you know, throws a fit like a baby and ends up getting exactly what he wanted. That's the frustrating part of the whole Jimmy Butler saga, right? Is that he'd end up getting burned and Jimmy got everything that he wanted and out of that whole thing. Yes. He went out on the West Coast. We wanted to be there, right? Got his money. Got everything that he wanted. And what did the Heat get? The corpse of Andrew Wiggins. By the way, the Heat made a nice move yesterday, bringing in Norman Powell. It's actually a really good trade for the Heat. I know that it kind of doesn't, you know, move anyone's needle right now. But
some of that averages over 21 points a game. That moves, for me, the needle. And all you had to give up was Kyle Anderson and Kevin Love.
Yeah, I definitely take that. Yeah, I like the move. The Heat are in a situation that is a little bit of a, what can we call it, in a predicament. You have a guy in Bam who is in his prime. You have Tyler who's entering his prime. I don't know where everyone stands on Tyler Hero. I saw Barry Jackson was fighting with people on Twitter in the middle of the night last night. I couldn't sleep, so I was just reading it. And it's very, very unusual the way that people do the Tyler Hero thing. He's a really good player. Yeah. So is Bam Adebayo. I think both of those guys get a lot of heat. Tyler is not a number one guy on a winning team. I just don't think that's the reality. Now, could he be a two? I think absolutely.
Yeah.
I think he'd be a really good number two, and I think Bam would be a really good number three. You got to find that number one, though. That's the issue right now that the Heat are having. You got to find the number one guy. 561 here says Jimmy Butler's situation totally different. NBA is guaranteed contracts. The point I was trying to make was that Jimmy threw a fit and got exactly what he wanted, right? I mean, the Heat could have really played hardball with him and kept going down that suspension route.
I think they kind of tried to.
They did.
They kind of realized.
But these guys, look, man, the NBA players, more so than any other league, those guys really get what they want. How many times has James Harden forced his way out of a place? Yeah. I mean, these guys are like, yeah, when they feel like they want out and they feel like they're underpaid, they throw fits with the best of them.
Remember how nasty the Ben Simmons situation was?
No guy has stolen more money in professional sports than that dude. He got his second contract.
Yeah.
Nobody has stolen more money than that dude. Let's see here. McDaniel's a piece of crap. He needs to go now. Otherwise, this season is over. Well now, said, 305. Thank you for your contribution to the program.
How does it all turn around if the Dolphins?
You're appreciated.
What if the Dolphins do a lot of things right this year and they do end up getting double-digit wins? What's then everybody going to start saying? Mike Daniel,
it would be cool.
Mastermind all along. He knew what he was doing.
I told you yesterday, Daniel would be cool. I am not the host, and Joe is not either, that because it is easier to cover a losing team and to talk about a losing team. It's easier to come in on a Monday morning when the Dolphins lose by 50 and you want to fire everyone and you're angry and you're riled up. And everyone, you know, they text in and the shows, they call in the shows, everyone's all riled up because the team sucks. It's easier. I would love to come in on a Monday morning like, man, the Dolphins look legit. This is going to be a good season. Let's say that after 2 weeks, it's 2-0 because you beat the Colts and the Pats, two teams you should beat.
Yep.
Another texter, of course. This always comes in, Dan, when we get the crusty old text here that I'm from the everybody gets a trophy generation. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, you know what, man? I don't write the rules. I've said this, I think, 5,000 times. I don't make the rules. Yeah, they did that at my kids' baseball.
Oh, they did?
Oh, yeah. The runner-up team got trophies. Yeah. And it's like, does it really affect anyone? Does it really matter? Or do we need to teach kids at 7 and 8 years old that not everybody gets a trophy?
I kind of wish that.
I don't know.
I mean, let me tell you this.
The option you have if you're a parent now is to pull your kid aside, rip the trophy away from him, and tell him he's a loser.
I mean, the other
I'm for that.
Because they're giving kids the trophies. I don't write the rules to society.
I was on a lot of good teams and a lot of bad teams, and I was once on a team where we played up a grade because they didn't have enough kids, and we weren't very good, and they gave us the participation trophies. No one on the team celebrated the trophy or thought that they had had some accomplishment. In fact, everyone that got the trophy kind of felt bad about getting it. So to say that young people think, oh, participation trophies, I got something. And honestly, I don't think anyone ever really cherished or felt good about a participation trophy.
I just don't know that, like, six, seven, 8 years old is like the time to like be teaching these kids that, like, hey, you know what? The world's going to kick your ass in 10 years.
Nope. Push them into the ground, baby. Push them into the ground.
It's like, why not just say, hey, you know what? It makes them happy. It makes them happy.
Let them enjoy life.
But I also don't. I don't make these rules. These are like,
you kind of should now, honestly.
Society operates now.
They have to, Hollywood.
I don't want to write the rules. I'm just along for the ride, Trev. I don't, you know. But that's just how it is. But they handed the other team. They lined up both teams. And they were clear. Like, one team won. One team didn't.
Yeah,
you know, and they're
yeah, you know, if you
the World Series of the league
but
or whatever.
It is about these players and their entitlement. Oh, now, man. A lot of players now, we can see it here in South Florida, they play for 2, 3, 4 high schools in their high school career. They go from coach to coach and program to program. They get to college. Let's say they get recruited by Clemson. They don't like what Dabo's doing. So they say, oh, well, I'll go to my second option. I'll go to Duke. They go play for Duke. Maybe their senior year or their fifth year, they decide, you know, I want to test the waters at Texas. And then when they get to the pros, that's all they know is that, you know, whenever I want to go somewhere or whenever, you know, I want something different, I just make a stink and I get out of there.
I think college athletics, and I don't look, we could spend hours and hours talking about the issues you have right now, right? And I don't know what the answer is. That's the honest truth, right? And you could have every college analyst on, and we will, right? Well, 2 weeks from today. Is my math right? 2 weeks from today.
Yeah, I'm excited.
I will be in Charlotte, and I'll be sitting across from Carson Beck.
A man that probably made $4.5 million to transfer in his senior year.
Yes, I'll be sitting across from him and Mario Cristobal, and I don't know who else they're going to bring. Maybe Maui Noah. Who, whatever. You get the point, right?
Hoping for Bill Belichick.
Hoping for Bill Belichick. He's going to be on Thursday. Jordan. He will be on Thursday. But it is a different atmosphere now. It's just different. These guys are making life-changing money. They can also go to another school, get bid on. You know, each offseason, you can open yourself up for bids, essentially, right?
And remember what Coach Larrañaga said. The hardest part is you don't know if they're telling you the truth or not. They'll come to you and say, well, you're offering me $1 million. I want 1.2 because another school's offering me 1.1. But you don't know that for a fact. You're kind of just blind bidding on these players. And that's kind of underhanded. And you know,
it's a dirty look. It's a dirty business right now.
Yeah.
And I don't know how this thing fixes itself. Because here's the issue. We've talked about this from the beginning. You can't go backwards. You know what I mean? You can't start like, okay, we're going to pay players, you know, $5 million a year. Okay, now we realize a handful of years later, this is not a good system. We got to cap this thing here. Let's go backwards and try to cap this and cut it off. And now you can't transfer this money to all that stuff. It's tough, man. It's not easy to go backwards. That's why when they did this and they opened the floodgates, it probably would have been a good idea to have some ground rules to start.
A little structure, probably.
A little bit of, like, you know, this is, we talk about vision. You know, whoever is making the, you know, I don't think anyone listens to the NCAA anymore, but if they did, maybe it would have been good to have a little bit of vision before they opened up the floodgates on all this stuff, right?
Just open it up.
Let's see here. To those MFers, that's not very nice. Say, oh, you're the participation trophy generation. It's the older generation that started giving them out. It's that generation's fault. Another guy said Hollywood participation trophy has been around 50 years in the Little League, 1977 to 1980, said. Look, I don't want to be the parent that's like drilling into my 8-year-old, like, if you lose in the finals or you lose in the playoffs, you know,
you get
in the car, you listen, you remember.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way. At the exact same time, like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Remember this feeling, because we'll be back here next year.
Good life
lesson. I can see that, honestly, doing that, though.
You get in the cages, you get in there, and you put in the work, and this will never happen again. If kids are not having fun with sports at that age, whatever it takes to have for them to have fun, if it's not an overall good experience, I think you're doing it wrong. And I will tell you, I think parents are over the top nutty with,
and coaches.
Yeah, well, yeah, because the coaches are parents,
okay,
right? So a lot of all the coaches were parents, and it's over the top, man. The parents are very, very intense. They're very hands-on. I, from a young age, when my son was like 2 and 3 and was playing soccer, parents would be walking on the field. They'd be doing this and that. And I don't know, man. I sit back and let the coaches coach and let the kids play. I try to stay out of it. I've seen parents get thrown out because they've gotten into it with the umpires.
Did you say police had to be called one time?
Not at mine. That was a Joe story. That's a Joe one. I have seen right over here, Dan, parents get thrown out because they're cursing at these umpires. These are guys, these umpires that they have out there. There was like one that's like a kid, and there's another one that's like an older gentleman, and he's out there. I'm guessing not for the money. I'm guessing it's because he loves baseball and he loves to be around the sport and loves to be around the kids, and parents are just giving this guy the business because he misses a call out at second base. And it's like, come on, man. Like, that's not what you want to teach kids at a young age. That's not what you want to teach them. But anyway, we're just kind of going off the topic here. But let's see. 813 says, let's piggyback off yesterday. Kids get participation trophies at the same time. Many kids are working harder than ever before.
That is true.
With no off season.
That is true.
Yeah, I don't have an issue. I don't have an issue with, you know, make sure the kids are happy. That's it, right? Let them enjoy the experience. And I don't even remember growing up. I have no idea if they gave us runner-up trophies when I was playing in rec leagues when I was younger. I don't know. Do you guys remember?
I got.
Well, you're younger. Maybe you do, but
we didn't get one for hockey. I know that for sure.
And you probably had a lot of second place finishes.
Unfortunately, yes.
Oh,
I'm sorry, Travis. That was
no. You walked into that one.
That was not very nice.
They gave runner up. They gave first, second, and third trophies at tournaments. Tournaments they did. Yes.
Yeah.
Not the Can-Am. I know that for sure.
Guy says, is there any audio or video with Minka Fitzpatrick saying how happy he is to be back? No. Why? Whatever, man. I'm sure he's very happy to be back. Okay. What's the difference?
He'll show you on the field.
We can control the controllables.
So what do we need
from
now?
Mike McDaniel.
Do we need players now to go on their social media
and talk about how happy they are?
Yeah, how happy they are and how much they love it, or do you just want them to go out there and play?
Are we sure that Mike McDaniel called up like Minka's like, please say something nice, I'm getting dunked on by Asante Samuel right now?
Well, the guy followed up and said Mike Florio just said what I told you last week, Fitzpatrick was a cancer and Pittsburgh wanted rid of him. Well, the Dolphins wanted rid of Jalen Ramsey.
So yeah,
what's the difference, right? Ben Simmons on that NBA unlimited PTO plan. Yeah. Ben Simmons stole a lot of money, man. Trevor, can you look up what his career earnings really quick? His career earnings have to be in the $200 million
easy
range by now. And I have never. By the way, so there's a documentary. I don't know if you've ever seen it. Trevor, look this up too, please. While you're at it,
I got his career earnings right now.
What do we got?
$203,000.
$203 million.
$203 million, $356,689.
Okay, yeah, that's million, buddy.
Math was hard, by the way.
He probably makes $203,000 a game. Yeah, so he's made over $200 million. There's a documentary that he did when he was in college, and it shows
one and done in 2016.
Great. It's actually an interesting documentary. It shows his 1 year through LSU, right? He played at LSU.
I can tell you about that.
He was the real deal, man. The can't miss, right? He was the guy. I have never. There's one other guy I'll throw in this. Markelle Fultz is another one.
Oh,
who like got to the NBA and like forgot how to play basketball?
Yeah, forgot how to shoot.
Well, Ben Simmons
just became a complete disaster.
Ben Simmons at least made some All-Star games and was on some all defensive teams, and had some decent averages early. But cool, when he got figured out, he got figured out.
Yeah, but I don't think anyone has stolen any more money than that guy in professional sports.
I'll
that guy
you,
might have
Bonilla,
the record
by the way.
Set.
I'll tell you my Ben Simmons story. So I was
because you were in New Orleans.
I was in Louisiana, we're the flagship station for LSU, so I had some access to the team, and I had heard whispers that he barely went to class the first semester, and then after Christmas break or the holiday break, the second semester he didn't even know what campus looked like except to play basketball. So I caught him out, you know, before a game in the hallway, and I said, hey man, I was like, they're really ripping you for going to class. And he looked at me like I was the biggest idiot in the world, the most entitled I've ever seen a player, and goes, why the hell would I go to class? Mm-hmm. I'm about to go make millions of dollars in the NBA. I don't need to go to an economics class. And I said, it's right, you're right. But then I was like, you also, you know, could be a little more humble. And that's when they said, oh, he's going to work on his shooting and stuff. He's not doing a thing in the offseason because he's that entitled. His whole life he's been the best player in the world until he gets to the NBA. And gets
I hate the one-year thing with the NBA. Yeah. I hate it that you have to play in college for a year or play in the G League or play overseas for a year.
To me, that's...
If I can go to the league. Like, I really... dislike that.
They can go to the G League because you're an 18-year-old, 17-year-old kid playing in, I mean, not knocking the Sioux Falls or Birmingham against a bunch of wannabe guys in the G League just beating up on your body. Like, I'd rather you just go to college and play. We got, you know, Kasparis Jakučionis, who played 1 year in Illinois. Like,
it's 19, just, man. He's 19.
He's been playing since he was 15.
Let's see. I think that there's some upside there. I know he hasn't had a good start to the summer league, but you know the summer league's weird, man. Because the summer league, you'll get a guy that's like putting up 50 points a game, and he ends up being a bust. The summer league's a little bit tough to read into. All right, we got a bunch of texts coming in here. Participation trophy talk, apparently. This guy says participation trophy talk more for teams that don't finish in the top three. In other words, participation trophies are for losers. Well, yes, they are for losers. That's the whole point.
They're not championship trophies.
Yeah, that's the whole point, my guy. I get like what you're trying to say here, calling them losers, but that's the idea, that they don't feel like losers, right? We don't want these 7 and 8 year old little league kids to feel like losers. That's the whole point, I think, of the conversation here. All right, we have to take a pause. Kyle Krabs is going to join us at 8 o'clock. There's obviously a lot of Dolphin stuff going on right now. Kyle is a very level-headed, easygoing Dolphin fan who always has good information. So we'll get into some of this stuff with him and hear what he has to say. Because, again, the Dolphins have become the national punching bag. I don't know any media member at this point that hasn't weighed in on the Dolphins and have just blasted them, whether it's, you know, culture, leadership, you know, coaching. It's just a whole deal. Everyone has just been crushing the Dolphins to dust here. So we'll take a pause. We'll come back, get to some of your texts as well, 305-567-0560. Kyle Krabs joins us about a half an hour from now. A lot more to get to here on Q&A.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
I am. Hey, welcome back in here on QAM. I'm my music guy, Dan Day, here with me. I'm Hollywood Trevor here. Blake's here. We're just talking a little bit of concerts. It's summer, man. There's some good shows in the summer. The summer's like a good time for concerts. I'm going to one on Friday that I am excited about. Going to see The Offspring with Newfound Glory.
That's
and
a
Jimmy
fire
world.
Yeah,
I'm fired up for that one, man. That's I'm bringing the earplugs. I assume that'll be a loud one, but that will be a lot of fun.
No earplugs. Just experience the music, my man.
So they have these. You probably know this because you go to a lot of shows.
Yeah,
you'll just destroy your ears. They have these like fancy earplugs now that have like filters built into them. They're designed for concerts, like specifically for concerts. So you don't like every time you get that ringing in your. Now I did a little reading on this because I wear headphones every day, right?
Yeah.
Every day before we wear headphones, and if you get that ringing in your ear, that's not good. Apparently,
tinnitus.
That's tinnitus. That's exactly what it's called. And you go to enough of those shows, Dan. You probably get that every now and again. I'm guessing because you go to a lot of shows. Yeah, so I got that coming up. Dan's over here trying to plan out music festivals and stuff. Oh man, those music festivals. I'm a one and done-er, Dan.
You didn't like it.
I'm like, yo, like this college stuff we've been talking about. I'm a one and done-er, man. I finally went to one.
One hitter quitter, we call this.
I ain't going back, man. That's it for me. That is it. But yeah, we'll. If by the way, if anyone's got anything they're doing, they're going to, let us know here on the text 305-567-0560. We can jump off the Dolphins negativity for just a split second. Let's see here. We do have some stuff coming in. This guy just sent this in. Here on Bama are good players, but not superstars. If I were the Heat, I would blow this up.
Whoa.
And get as many number one picks and start all over. It's a school of thought.
I mean,
it is. And I'm not going to jump on a guy for doing that, for saying that. Like, it's not that far off. Now, with that being said, too, look, the Heat are not going to do that. No. They are not an organization that blows things up. It's just not their, you know,
yeah, and you talked
their
about,
MO, right?
You
they don't
about
do
yesterday,
that.
Yesterday, Stephen Ross is 85, Pat Riley's 80, and I know 80's the new 60, whatever, 80's the new 60. Pat Riley's not going to sit there and patiently sit there and say, okay, well, we're going to get rid of two players, maybe take a couple bad contracts, get a bunch of number one picks, and rebuild this thing just like Oklahoma City's doing. It's just, I don't see him doing it. It's not in his DNA.
I'm also not a big build through the draft guy in that league. I think that is the kind of league where you can land one guy and it can change the, you know, the fortunes of your franchise overnight. So I don't think that the draft is necessarily, like, you can't tell me which guys. I mean, this, by the way, is a very deep draft class, and I don't, it'll be a very interesting year to watch. I don't know who's going to be good, who's going to be bad. It's definitely a school of thought here about blowing this thing up. And I told you I was driving in this morning and our overnight show, the Pat Boyle show here that we play. Tyler here was catching strays, man. he goes, Tyler doesn't impact winning. He's a looter and a riot, all that different stuff. And to an extent, is Tyler Hero a looter and a riot? Yeah, he put up a lot of points on a bad team. So that's the definition of that, right? So,
I mean,
good player, bad team. That's what they usually call it.
Tyler Hero just can't win, man. Every year he's in talks of being traded. And then all he did, Pat Riley said, follow my plan, get in shape. You'll have the best season of your career. Follows his plan, gets in shape, has the best season of his career, and right back at it.
You know, not for nothing, by the way, but Tyler Hero, from a personality standpoint, is that what we want to call it these days? Because I got Jalen Ramsey and Jimmy and, you know, guys like that, you know, fresh in mind. When has Tyler Hero been an issue?
All he's ever done is win, you know.
And Riley ripped into him.
Yeah.
Riley ripped into him. He didn't say anything.
All he ever does is he'll take off any mention of the Heat on his social media. That's his go-to plan.
Oh, okay.
But, I mean, every year, there's talk about trade, blow it up,
yes,
cut him. He's not that good. It's like, what are you doing? And this is the other thing. Everybody, if you're not the Oklahoma City Thunder, if you're not the Philadelphia Eagles, blow it up. Blow it up. If you're not the number one team, blow it up. That's the answer to everybody. And I don't know. Is that the society we live in now? Is that if you're not number one, blow it up? Kansas City Chiefs should blow it up, man, because they didn't win last year.
Yeah, but I think the Heat.
Blow up the defense.
The problem is with the Heat is they're just stuck in the middle right now.
That's the worst part.
I don't know what the answer is. I don't know what the right answer is, Dan.
You got to hit on the
right answer is try to find a number one.
Yeah.
And I don't know right now how you accomplish that going into next season. Now, the following season, is a Damian Lillard type guy available? You know, you can't, you know, put all your eggs in a basket like that and hope the guy. Damian Lillard may never come back. I have no idea what he's going to do. They just paid his ass $100 million to go sit in rehab. So he, if I had to guess, would take a very low contract to play on some team where he's going to have to be, you know, like essentially a role player that can win a championship, right? That would be my guess.
Yes.
What I would do kind of if I were him. Like I wouldn't, if I were him and I was looking at teams right now, I wouldn't be like, all right, I want to go join the Heat so I can be the number one on a team that is, you know, kind of a middle of the road team. Like that's not probably not what I would do if
let's
I were
get a 35 year old guy coming off an Achilles injury and make him our number one and put all that pressure on his Achilles and his shoulders and
exactly
you lead us to a championship. You and Bam really like each other. You'll be fine. You'll
funny thing about Dame though is he's actually been like if you're a fantasy basketball player,
fantastic.
They always put how like consistent he is and how healthy he always is. Like, he's been a model
a long
consistency.
Time, yeah.
But
don't forget, last year when he got injured, he was top 10 in scoring and assists in the league. So it was like, oh, he's over the hill now. What is he going to be after the injury? But people overlook a lot of that stuff sometimes.
That Achilles thing, though, man, it's amazing how much we've been talking about Achilles injuries in every sport. Really, it feels like since COVID, and I was talking to one of the trainers down at UM. We were on the trip together, and he was saying that, a lot of it has to do with, ramping back up activity, and guys are not stretching the right way, and guys are not, ramping up the right way. And that's why we saw a lot of it right after COVID. But it's continued. It's like an epidemic in these leagues now. The NBA lost two significant stars
in the playoffs.
Who was the third? There was it three, right?
It was Haliburton, Tatum.
Tatum, that's right, Jason Tatum. I'm forgetting Jason Tatum.
Damian Lillard went out in the playoffs. Yeah, he went out in the playoffs.
So you lost Lillard, Tatum, and Haliburton, Achilles in the playoffs.
That's all in the East.
Three of your biggest stars in the whole league all went down with Achilles.
And a team that's trying to get sold right now.
Jeez, man. Tyler Hero is, is a point guard. We need to push him hard. Hero is a compiler. I like that. If he was great, he'd be scoring clutch in the playoffs. Okay, he's a great six, impossible three on a loaded team. I don't disagree with that.
If Tyler Hero is your three.
I don't disagree with that. Look, the Heat need a number one, a.k.a. a Jimmy Butler, and then you need a 1A and a 1B. Bam, Tyler.
That's beautiful.
I think those guys are a great 1-2 punch as a 1A and 1B. But you need a Jimmy, or you need a Giannis, or you need a
Kevin Durant. I will say what worries me about Tyler. I think my criticism of Tyler Hero isn't his scoring, isn't his kind of whack defense. He didn't score a lot in the fourth quarter. This team didn't score a lot in the fourth quarter, and that's where this team got beat a lot last year. And I saw him just get frustrated in the fourth quarter by teams like the Washington Wizards. And that is where I was like, he needs to step it up, or we need to find someone that can score, not in the clutch, but towards the end of the game and at the end of the game. Because those 8-point fourth quarters, those 18-point fourth quarters, that's not going to cut it, especially in this league.
Texter says you can't leave out what he does in the playoffs. 14 points a game, 57 games, not a number two option. Like I said, he's a 2-3 with Bam, a 1A, a 1B, right? And you need the star.
Yeah.
And those guys, I think, would be a good supporting cast. Now, the thing that's not kind of not fair here with Tyler is that the Heat are a play-in level team. And, yeah, like, they were going to get waxed by the Cavs in the playoffs. That was going to happen. Whether Tyler scored 50 a game or not, they were going to get waxed by that team. That team was just better.
Yep.
They were flat out better than the Heat. So, and they keyed in on Tyler Hero, by the way. There was no mystery. Like, when the Cavs are doing their scouting on that one, they go, we're going to shut down Tyler Hero and let anyone else beat us.
Didn't even Darius Garland say that in a couple of interviews?
Yeah, they go, we're going to shut this guy down. We'll let the other guys beat us. But, yeah, and that's the obvious approach, right? Like, if you were coaching a team against the Heat, you'd say, okay, let's shut down Tyler Hero. And, Bam can beat us offensively, so be it. If, these other guys could beat us offensively, okay. We're not going to let Tyler, crush us. But, yeah, the Heat were going to lose regardless. The Heat need a whale to be relevant again. Texas, yeah, they do. They need a Jimmy.
They need
a Jimmy Butler.
To win a championship, yeah, they're going to need a whale. They're going to need a big-time number one.
Pisses everyone off. I keep saying Jimmy Butler.
What a Wade.
Here's the thing, man. I had a good experience with Jimmy. Mm-hmm. I hated the way it ended here, but you get the example I'm giving, right? Jimmy, for better or worse, was able to put a team on his back and take it to the NBA Finals twice.
That was the game plan in the playoffs.
For better or worse, right? So you have to look at players that are capable of doing that.
Unquestioned.
Those players don't grow on trees.
Yeah, yeah.
That's why
they're superstars. That's why they're big-time stars.
How about the James Hardens of the world? You think a guy like that would love to get his team to the finals?
Yeah.
I mean, how about Kevin Durant? Kevin Durant's a good example. That guy had to join the best team in NBA history to win a championship. Okay?
Hasn't really been close since either.
No, he has not. All right. Guys, what Dolphins need to do is draft the QB every year. We'll get to that when we come back, I guess.
Green Bay Packers.
Hey, look, man, it's coming down to this year. I can't imagine if this thing goes off the rails, Tua's back. So you'll get your answer this year. You know, at least that's what every media member on the face of the earth is saying right now, is they have just piled on with the Miami Dolphins. It's Joe's good at this. What do they call it? The dog pile, right?
Yeah.
Where the guy is on the Dolphins are the guy on the bottom.
Right.
And all these national media members are just jumping on top right now and, you know, crushing them on the bottom of the pile. We'll play some more of this stuff, I guess, if Trevor, we want to play more of this stuff. It's all very.
Let's do it for Kyle Krabs. How about that?
The Dolphins. We'll play Asante for Kyle. Kyle's coming up at 8:00. Hopefully, Kyle will give us some uplifting news about the Dolphins when he joins us. We'll come back. We'll wrap up the 7:00 hour, and Kyle Krabs will join us. We'll hit your text 305-567-0560 here on a Tuesday on WQAM. Welcome back in here on WQAM. Hope everyone's having a good start to their Tuesday morning. Trevor tells me that Quarterback comes out today on Netflix. I know the college football video game is out and about here as well, so we got a lot going on. We usually do the headlines in this segment. This just came through here. This is insane. Skip Bayless claims he'll play a fairly prominent role in Netflix's Cowboys docuseries. There is no worse human being in the business of sports than Skip Bayless. I mean, he is just an enormous piece of garbage. You know what he did, right, with Tyrese Halliburton? He accused him of faking the injury.
No.
Yeah.
I saw that.
Yeah, he accused him of dogging and faking the injury to his calf right before he blows out his Achilles.
Wow.
Man, if there's one thing you don't want to do, that I've kind of learned, is you don't want to rip a guy and say that he's faking an injury. That's a road you don't want to go down.
Wow.
You know, you better be really sure if you're going to do it. And I've been around a couple that, like, I was sure. I was pretty sure what was happening there. But that one, it's like, you know, first of all, Skip Bayless is not, I didn't technically even in the business anymore.
He's on YouTube now.
YouTube. Okay. Yeah. So he's like with the podcast, the guy ripping the Dolphins who played earlier. He's just out there. The guy's such a mutant that no network would dare put him on television anymore, right?
Some things, man.
He's just a grotesque human being, the absolute worst. These guys are so bad for this entire business of sports. But yeah, he got after Tyrese Halliburton, said he's faking this thing.
That's
this is all BS, trying to sell us on this thing. And
I know he's trying to get clicks and everything.
Then his Achilles goes.
Yeah, and he's trying to get clicks. He's trying to get viewers. But then people latch onto that stuff. And it's just nasty. And he knows better than that, man. That's just, especially a guy like Tyrese Halliburton.
I don't know that he does.
Especially a guy like Tyrese Halliburton, who no one's questioned his integrity ever.
Tyrese Halliburton gets a lot of crap from a lot of people. Is today, by the way, I'm looking at the screen up here, speaking of the NBA, is today like the anniversary of the decision? It must be, right?
Because you know where that was at, right?
They got LeBron up there with Jim Gray. I got to tell you, that was the most bizarre couple of days I've ever experienced. I was lucky. I kind of lucked into it, right, where I was doing the games, covering the team for the station. That was back in the day when the stations would send people out to all the games and, you know, you'd get sound and do interviews and all that stuff. The decision was insane. I remember being on the air. Joe was gone. Joe was out. Because Joe misses, if you know this, Joe misses every big thing that happens down here in the middle of the summer. He, for some reason, just gets unlucky, and he missed that day, and the reason I remember that, this was before I was even working with Joe, they had me filling in on the morning show with Adam Cooperstein, who I didn't get along with particularly well. I remember being on the morning after the decision, and it was madness. It was absolute chaos, and then...
Did it seem real?
It was no man. It was really.
It had to be.
It was kind of an out of body thing because then you go to the arena the next day. I think it was the next day. I don't know. I have to check my timeline of events here, Dan. But you go to the arena. You're sitting there and you're waiting. You're waiting. You're waiting. And all of a sudden, these guys pop out of the bottom of the stage. The arena. I mean, there's not a seat to be had in this place. It was like you're at a big concert in that building.
Yeah.
And I was just. it was such a surreal experience, and we'll never have anything like that in sports ever again. I mean, that there will never be something like that again.
I couldn't see it.
I just the amount of eyeballs,
right?
The amount of hatred. People hated LeBron. People were like, again, that have no dog in the fight here. Like, these are just fans of basketball. They hated LeBron James. And I think that kind of, to me, took a lot of people out of the whole, like, experience and enjoying and appreciating what that team was. Because was that team a front-running team? Were they top-heavy and by far the best team in basketball? Yeah, they
every
were.
Year, yes.
They were. And maybe... I could certainly see the argument that what they did was not fair to the rest of us. I could see the argument. But, man, that was fun basketball to watch.
Absolutely.
You'll never see two players that had better chemistry than LeBron and Dwayne.
Absolutely. And, I mean, they called them the Heatles for a reason. It was the basketball equivalent of Beatlemania, man. Like, it was just unbelievable. To this day, I don't think I've ever experienced anything like that in sports.
It was unbelievable. We'll play that. If today's the anniversary of it, we'll play that. Trevor, find the decision. I want to hear that later on in the show here. We're going to talk some Dolphins with Kyle Crabbs coming up next here, though. And I do like this text that said Skip Bayless can run naked backwards through a field of, and it's not corn. another guy said so gross, only his sister would marry him. That's kind of funny. Have you seen the pictures, by any chance? Have you seen a picture of his family?
No.
I'll show you during the break. Anyway, we're going to get to Kyle Crabbs when we come back here. A lot of stuff going on, man. It's supposed to be quiet here in July, but we got a lot going on. We'll talk some Dolphins with Kyle Crabbs. The Dolphins, the punching bags of the national media contingent here. Boy, everyone is just piling on the Dolphins here. We'll hear what Kyle Crabbs has to say when we come back on QAM.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.